You're listening to a Get Serial podcast.
I'm really excited because, Bianca, today we are joined in studio by one-fifth of my favourite Melbourne kind of dreamy indie pop band, Mannerism. We've got Shaz in the studio today to talk about Make It Right, the band's latest single that came out early March, as well as kind of what it's like to be in the band and the creative process that goes along with it. So welcome in, Shaz. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm very well, thanks.
Yeah. How are you feeling today? Are you ready to kind of get into it?
Pretty good. Caffeinated and ready to go.
That is the number one most important thing. Caffeine on a breakfast show is crucial.
Yep.
Speaking of kind of breakfast things, we are a breakfast show. What's your favourite kind of way to get your breakfast in the morning?
It's an interesting question. I'm probably... I'll go for the classics, I think. So a good old Crunchy Nut or Cocoa Pops is like my go-to.
That's your classic.
Yeah, that's the classic.
Like it's a good one. It's a good like sweet way to get your morning started.
Yes, it is.
It's
very nice. Sweet.
It's sweet, but it's good. It was my treat when I went to my grandma's house.
Yes.
So I'm very pro this.
Yes.
This is a good answer.
Yep.
And we're going to throw a few questions at you quickly just to get you warmed up. Mm-hmm. If Mannerism could make the soundtrack to any movie, what would the movie be?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think some sort of coming of age story, maybe something by who's that director that does all those arty movies, the Grand Budapest Hotel?
And Wes
Anderson. Maybe something like that.
I could see that.
Maybe that's probably the right vibe.
I think coming of age is very, very on point for the music that Mannerism's making. And a few more questions in that vein. Mm. If Mannerism had a mascot, what would it be?
A mascot? That's a good one. I don't know. It's maybe like, I think we're all really relaxed kind of people.
Yeah.
So something like a lizard or a snake that just like sort of basks in the sun all day. I think that's very much our vibe. And then, you know, sleeps most of the day. That's very much who we are. So, yeah, I think something like that.
That's one we haven't had before. I like that answer.
Okay.
It's a good one. And if you could collaborate with any musician, living or dead, who would it be?
Ooh, I think our favourite band is The War on Drugs. And I think we'd love to get produced by them or by Adam. I know he's done a few things. I think he did The Killers' last album. So something like that would just be an incredible dream. He's definitely top of the list.
Perfect. So if Adam's listening and you have space in your calendar,
yes,
come
please.
To Melbourne.
Yes.
You know, sort it out. Perfect. So I've seen it said online that you've got five people in your band.
Mm-hmm.
This is not said. This is known fact. But you've all played in different arrangements before coming
That's right.
together as a band. How did you all meet? What was the process?
Yeah. So I guess we all grew up together in the southeast suburbs, and we were friends at school. We sort of played in different groups. So I started playing with Hai, the drummer, first. So I've probably been playing with him for probably maybe almost 12, 15 years or something. And after school finished, we actually sort of brought the dream team together out of all of us friends and started like putting together some music. But we probably only started taking it really seriously maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's when we brought in Simon, the new guitarist, and... since then, it sort of felt more like the real deal. So it's been a journey, but all the guys are great and just great to work with, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it must be so lovely getting to kind of play alongside your childhood friends. And,
it is.
Yeah, friends new and old. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just feels like sort of an extension of our friendship, which is the best, I think.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
That's great. And where did you get the name Mannerism from?
So our drummer used to live next to a retirement facility called The Manor.
Very handsome.
We called ourselves The Manor for years. And then we've heard that there was another band in Melbourne of the same name. And so it was just getting way too confusing. So we had recorded our first EP and we just couldn't put it out until we changed our name. And then we just added an ism. That was just how it went.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's original, I guess we thought that that'd be the easiest. So,
I like that. I was searching up mannerism to see if there were any words, and it came up with a feudal system, and I was like, maybe you're really into feudal, you know, lore and
maybe, yeah.
Farming.
I like maybe. It.
So, yeah, I like the other answer, though, of the manner.
Yes.
And that's how it got started.
That's right.
And so what's it like working with the band? What's your creative process like? Because obviously there are five of you. That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have your own roles? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Probably in the recent years, I probably come up with the first sort of cut of an idea.
Yeah.
And then take it to the guys, and everyone sort of has their own role in sort of breaking the song down and taking good bits and trying to, you know, finish the song. So it's probably the first demo from me, and then it sort of goes through the machine, and we play it out quite a lot and make sure it feels good when we're playing it, and we'll probably take it and play it at a few shows first as well. That's when we know, like, whether it works or not. And then only after that, I think the song's really done. And then we can take it to the studio. And probably it takes its own life in the studio as well. So it's probably this whole sort of iterative process. It takes time, but it's always worth it.
Yeah. It's amazing. And kind of on that note as well, I've seen that mannerism is made up of first and second generation immigrants. How does everyone's different cultural backgrounds impact the music?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, I mean, we don't necessarily play, music that's from our cultures or anything like that. I guess we were probably one of the first generations that was raised by the internet. So we had, like, although we were all, you know, growing up here with parents from different countries, we were listening to MySpace music and all of that sort of thing. So we had the benefit of that. But also, I guess the culture aspect comes in more into our upbringing and, growing up where we grew up, we had a lot of time to do music, really, you know, there's not much going on. So I think all of that has sort of led us to, the tone and the ethos of the music that we play is sort of introspective and, melancholic.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And we are actually going to hear one of these songs very shortly, in fact, after the sentence. But your song is called Make It Right. Mm-hmm. It came out March 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell us what inspired the song before we...
Yeah, so a bunch of the songs from the from this EP are sort of about just trying to stay present. So that's what Make It Right's about, sort of a reflection of, the last few years and just trying to... be more present and make sure that you're in it while you're there and, you know, not missing the moment for just worrying about the future or something that happened. So, yeah, that's kind of the essence of the song.
Yeah, it's a great message. I know I'm someone who really falls into the trap of kind of forgetting the present moment, looking into the future. So it's a great song. We're going to be hearing Make It Right live on air in just a minute, performed by Shaz, who's 1/5 of the band Mannerism. You're listening to Get Serial. This is Shaz from Mannerism playing Make It Right.
Thank you.
It's been a little hard for us to keep in time. I know the consequence of my reluctance. I've been trying to keep it together, and I know I can be better for you now. Don't you know I'm trying? And I know it's been a little hard this year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? Time's moving faster than I knew last year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? It's unforgivable, but I'm present half the time. What happens and what comes next? That I can seem to think about. So tell me, you can take me from this feeling now. I know that you're trying, and I know it's been a little hard this year. Don't you know that I'm trying? Moving fast. faster than I knew last year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it
Thank you so much for playing that for us today. It's
no
really great having some live music in studio.
Thank you.
And it's a great song. It's got us all like dancing. We're ready to kind of start the day with that.
Great. Thank you.
As you said, it was called Make It Right. Mm-hmm. Just came out in March. And you had a release party for it, didn't you?
Yes,
what was that like?
It was awesome. It was a really good show and good turnout. We had it at the Retreat in Brunswick, which is a great venue with a great sound system and sort of one of those venues that I feel like is probably on the up a little bit. So it was, it was a really great show, really awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And I've kind of read online that you've described the song as evoking the feeling of like a summer past. Mm-hmm. How do you go about trying to get that atmosphere into a song and trying to convey that emotion?
Yeah. I think probably what we've done a lot, and I think what we've done to sort of make our sound, try to make it unique, is we use quite a lot of synth and our guitar tones. I think we're very intentional. So through using those sort of primary two elements, I feel like we can sort of do the dreamy aspect of the music. So and maybe even the nostalgic sort of aspect. So I think that's pretty intentional. Our sound selection when it comes to those sorts of things, we're pretty pretty intentional about it. So I think that's probably how we do it.
Yeah, that's great. And look, I just wanted to go back a little bit in time. I know you've been playing with each other for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Make It Right is kind of an evolution of your music? Do you think you've changed much as artists since you started out?
Yeah, definitely. We've changed a lot, I think. We've sort of, for us, I think it wasn't like our sound came, you know, in the first rehearsal. So we tried a lot of different genres. We sort of have a home studio. We just tinkered with so many different types of music for years and years. And it was probably a process of elimination of, oh, that's not really us and that's not really us, to finally get us to probably the latest body of music, which, or maybe even the last 2 or 3 years, where it feels really cohesive and feels like we know what we're doing. So probably a lot more confident in ourselves and what we're trying to do. So, yeah, it's taken a while. And Make It Right's probably one of those songs where we've got the right sound that we're wanting to portray and, for sure.
Yeah, it must feel amazing kind of seeing all these like kind of these years of work kind of come together in this great song.
Yep.
Do you have any other projects that are coming out this year?
Yes.
That we're allowed to know about?
Yes, you are. So we are putting out some more music from our upcoming EP, which is exciting. So we're sort of in the process of mixing and finishing everything. We're planning on a tour later on this year. So we'll figure out when all of that sort of works with the other songs that are coming out. But before all that, I think we're wanting to get back in the studio when we can to record some new ones, because we've sort of been labouring over the old ones for some time now. We sort of need a little bit more energy, you know, and I think we'll do that if we get back in the studio. So, yeah, a lot more to come.
It's really exciting. That's great. And speaking of a tour that might be happening, who Who's your dream headliner? If you could have anyone.
Ooh, probably locally. If we could have anyone, our favourite band, although they're not together anymore, City Calm Down. We were a huge fan of them back in the day. Great Melbourne band that, you know, we just look up to. So, such a great sound. Really sad that they broke up. But if we could jump on tour with them, that would be a dream.
Yep. Beautiful. I reckon we can make it happen. They'll have a reunion as your headliner. I think it would be a great show. We could get it sorted.
One can dream. Yep.
Definitely. And if people want to follow along with Mannerism's journey, where can we find you?
So wherever you get your music, you can listen in Spotify, Apple Music. You can follow us on Instagram, Mannerism Band.
Yeah, beautiful. So there's all good ways to kind of follow along with your journey.
For sure.
And look, not to put you on the spot here, but is there anything you think would surprise the listeners to know about Mannerism? Is there any secrets in the band?
Secrets? Secrets is probably that we all have pretty regular day jobs, that we all just, you know, we're in some semi-professional context. So it's a bit of a double life, bit of, it feels kind of weird sometimes jumping from work to the studio or to a gig and then back to work or... that's probably the interesting tidbit.
It's very Clark Kent taking off the glasses. And now he's a superhero.
Yep.
That's great.
In some way, yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Thanks
it's been really
me.
Lovely to have you in. Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to say goodbye at this point, but definitely go check out Mannerism. They're releasing some really great music, and I'm excited to see what's coming next and to hopefully be able to find them on tour, which is going to be very exciting.